DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Are you calling us from, like, World War II?
Yeah,
like,
I'm just like, you're getting really crackly.
You sound
Am
like
I really?
Yeah, you sound like Radar O'Reilly is trying to make a call to I-Corps.
That's so funny because it sounds fine on my end.
I don't know any of those words.
I know. No one watched MASH. People that watch MASH are probably dead now.
Oh, it's my mom's favorite show. I've seen like an episode.
An episode?
Of MASH?
Just one? Just the one.
I don't know. Maybe two.
Here's the thing. If you love like witty banter and a solid cast, Alan Alda as your fucking, as Hawkeye, he is like.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's why my mom likes it so much. And it's all on Hulu. And mm-hmm. she was like, oh my gosh. And she let me know. And I was like, okay.
If you want a TV show,
I'd be willing to give it a try.
Based on a 70s film showing and graphic detail, the horrors of war with a catchy theme song entitled Suicide is Painless. It's a comedy, of course. Kids will love it. Family loves it.
That's the thing is people have said that show is one of the best representations of PTSD and some wartime.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like when I was talking to my recruiter going into the Navy, we were asking her about what movies are accurate or could we and she was like, believe it or not. She goes, have you ever seen Down Periscope? I was like, of course I have. She's like, that is the most accurate representation of the Navy. And I was, and now that I was in for 7 years, I'm like, yes, that. So it's
Down Periscope. I am terrified for our safety in the seas.
Well, you got to keep yourself entertained when you're out to sea and you have nothing around you and you're stuck with your coworkers 24/7.
It's funny. You should say that. Cause I met a guy. Remember I told
you, did the date go well?
Well, here's the thing. I haven't heard back yet. It's been 2 days, buddy. We've all seen Swingers.
It's another 90s reference. Just so glad this is being recorded.
Anyway.
But, crap.
Met a guy.
Met a guy. Oh, yeah. And shit.
You swipe right.
I get lost in my own tangents. You bastards. Sorry, Samantha, rebuild my train of thought. You were just
in the Navy, down Paris.
You met a guy.
Okay,
met
so
a guy.
Met a guy. Thank you. Met a guy who was formerly in the Navy as an electrician, and his nickname was Lights Out.
Sparky.
Lights Out. And the reason why was because one of his first assignments, he's like an electrician's assistant. And he goes on board this other ship. Luckily, it was docked kind of like in Portland. They have fleet weeks. So these huge ships come into town, sort of like that. All these big ships, safely in harbor. He went in to work on the ship while obviously they're not out to sea. And so he goes to work on this one control panel. And so, of course, in proper lockout, tagout fashion, he, removes the circuit, everything else, and turns off the breaker to the control panel that he's working on, unaware that particular breaker and that particular power that he shut off was to the entire ship. And like within about 15 minutes after he started working, everything cut out all over the ship. Now, this is a ship with 200, about 375 people on board doing all kinds of stuff.
Too.
Well, but still,
you're
in the shower, you're taking a shit, the lights go out. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Are we at war? Did I go blind?
I'm sorry, you're in the shower taking a shit?
It's, you know what? We never where you more, go? God damn it. Robinson.
It all goes to the same sewer.
It's true. And when you, Robinson, if you better be on that ready line, I don't give a heck. I don't give a good goddamn. You shit in the shower, but be ready to go. So,
efficiency.
Just feel bad for whoever follows.
20 minutes after Lights Out earns his nickname, he hears a clamoring and he sees a flashlight. Now you're in a ship, like kind of like under the water parts. So it's dark. It's just like a cave. And so he sees a flashlight and it's his boss. And he comes over. He's like, how do I know it was you that caused this problem? And so the thing was, you couldn't just like, oh, well, we'll just flip it back on. And now the power comes back. It yep. took about a half an hour for that shit to charge up enough to kick back on.
Well, not and only
so
that.
For like, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, but to turn it back on, you have to clear the tag. And that shit is annoying. So then you have to find people in the dark to sign off on clearing the tag yeah. to even be allowed to turn it back on.
So just imagine. So after that, and like, this is his introduction to the crew.
Oh, this poor guy.
This is his first fucking day there. And the first thing he does is, what's up, bitches? I own the electricity on this fucking boat. I am the god of light.
Well, and I say out.
Yeah, he didn't quite go that far, but I mean.
Oh, that's
he wanted
funny.
To.
Yeah.
It was like, I know people who are, I know the chief, I know the first class, I know the officer that would be like, how did I know that? Like, I hear the tone in my head and I'm like, oh, I know that guy.
You've been on the other end of that where you're just like, because it's me and I'm and you like me, right?
I've been next to the person on the other end of that.
Just and feeling then, the radiant heat as they're burned into a cinder onto the floor.
And that's when you just kind of sidestep away slowly. One of my favorite times was we do like this thing called like sweepers. It's like the last half hour of your work day. You clean up, so you're sweeping the deck and you know whatever. And then once a week, it's two hours in the morning. So swabbing the deck is when you're mopping it. Sweeping is sweeping. Okay. So it was during like our
your
2 hours.
Terminology right.
There, yeah.
Well, we already like talked about lockout, tagout. We stay tuned for our hilarious bit about PPE at the end, but sorry.
So,
sweeping.
You know, when an officer comes by, especially like your captain, you know, you say, you know, attention on deck, and then he says, carry on or whatever. And
he says, pull your pants up, Willig.
So, sir, yes, sir.
One of our officers came around. They were giving candy to everyone. And these big honking, it's just, you know, just like old person candy, you know, like
this is a thing that our military does.
We're human too. So it was,
we
it was
have
during,
grandparents.
It was during like the cleaning time. So he hands out these like little hard candies. Well, they're kind of large. So I put one in my mouth. It's like takes up a large portion of my mouth. And then I turn around, come face to face with our captain. And I'm like, attention on deck. And then he just stared at me, tried not to laugh. It was so embarrassing, but it was funny. And he's a good guy. So he just laughed at me and was like, as you were.
Samantha's nickname was Werther's Originals after that. Werther's, get over here.
Where's
the deck,
goddammit. Yes, sir.
And then another time our captain caught us talking about something inappropriate. So we had just all stopped talking and we're standing at attention like, and he's just staring at us. He wasn't mad or anything. He was just staring at us until we all broke. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Let's see how long I can keep these motherfuckers until they break.
Exactly.
Like Will Ferrell in an SNL sketch where he's just, and you were all Jimmy Fallon.
Yep. It was, yeah, it was good times. He was a good captain.
Well, the gang's all here.
Sup, bros?
The important ones.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm Danny. I've got a new job. Yeah.
Security and warm heat, whatever.
Well, I do have some good news on that front. Turns out he is now on days. So
already?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully next week we'll have him. But it just depends. He's been working. They've been working him extra hours. So
James, your audio sounds like shit.
It does.
You guys have both said that, but I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Is that better?
What do you fucking do?
Nope. Sounds like popcorn really? Is going on. Yeah.
It's really crackly.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah. Let's
see if this mic will reach over here.
Oh, no.
He's probably got too much shit plugged in.
No. No, I'm actually at the studio.
Oh. Crackly. Well, it sounds like shit still.
So that's interesting.
That one's worse.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little, it's almost like roboticized.
It's almost like it's trying to go faster and then catch back up.
It's buffering.
Yeah.
So glad people pay to listen.
Gotta pay to play.
Well, while James is fiddling with his audio, I have.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Well, I mean. A young boy left alone in the studio. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Tale as old as time.
our bodies are curious, you know, and, you know, soft microphones to rub up against. I have an accomplishment that I made this week that I've been pretty proud of myself since it happened. I managed to beat for the NES, the original
cancer.
NES. No, not yet. That's a marathon, not a sprint, bro. But we'll get to that. I beat for the NES Friday the 13th, the original game that I had never been able to beat, nor anyone I really knew could beat. And so,
but have you beat Aladdin?
I have not. Is that for Super NES?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't fucks with Super NES too much yet. I'm kind of more exploring the 8-bit.
He's world slowly making his way to current gen.
Well, I'm using the awesomeness of YouTube to find.
So Jim has been playing this game since 1989,
which is where you're broadcasting from. The time stream is met with some resistance.
Here's what's really funny. I think when I put this all this audio together, it's going to sound fine. I think it's the processor that Zoom uses. Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think
it on the Zoom. Yeah. So, So anyway,
because I sound totally fine, and this is the mic I use every day.
Well,
but I did just find out that one of my mics is broken. So
you've been broadcasting for the last year, just crackly, and no one told you.
No, because I hear because I record all my commercials, so I would hear it. Cool. So, and if it was all crackly, then I'd get on the engineer and go, "Hey, fix it."
Hey, fix it, monkey!
Would ignore me
fix
for it like or
you're fired.
You would just quietly go into the break room and eat James's lunch. Yeah.
Has Jim been here? Where's my lunch?
I'm the patron saint of lunch theft. Lunch or leftovers, anything that you were looking forward to eating at a later time and discover it's missing, you're welcome.
That used to happen. Sandwich is gone.
Has anyone seen a kind of a bear-like guy come in?
Or a guy that clawed at the refrigerator like a bear?
Probably playing a Game Boy.
One hand is in a Game Boy, the other one is.
Just throw him the sandwich and we can get past him.
Give him the food and leave.
This was something that I had always dreamt of doing, of beating Friday the 13th, because as we've talked about before, I'm very passionate about the franchise, always have been, always will be. You know, I got some of my favorites. And so when I discovered first that they had a Friday the 13th video game, I remember this distinctly, because you used to be able to rent movies and Nintendo games from convenience stores way, way, way back in the day. And whenever you rented one, there was never a book that came with it. Like, that was the first thing. Like, if you rented a game and it came with a book, that was your book. You just kept it. Like, everyone, it happened rarely, but whenever some fool was dumb enough to be like, well, they should keep these together. And you got it, and you open it up, like, there's a book here? Fuck mine. And so I find the game. I'm excited. I bring it home. I put it in. I didn't know about like the curse of LJN and how crappy their games were. But the reason, one of the reasons why, and this is interesting.
You're boring, Samantha.
Sorry, Samantha.
No, just kidding.
But here's the thing. LJN, those like hardcore old school gamers know LJN has a really bad rep. And the reason why is they had the licensing rights to all these movies to make video games for. But they weren't a video game production company. They freelanced that out. And so, unfortunately, a lot of really good movies got met with really crap games. But some of them, much like I believe it was Atlas, was the production company that made Friday the 13th. They went on, and they're still, like, today, they're making games that are compelling and kids love to play. The kids, they love to play them. Down at the pharmacy, they can't keep the kids away from the Pong machine. And so, anyway...
So they're drinking their phosphates
and they're reading their funny papers. Anyway, so obviously for me, video games and Friday the 13th, it felt like it was going to be a perfect marriage. And like I remember trying so hard to like it, to find some redeemable quality to it. And eventually, to me, it just boiled down to shitty counselors throwing rocks at a serial killer that, you know, eventually are just like wiped out. And it's just no fun. That's because the game itself is good. And when you understand the strategy and how to play it and the things that really should have been included in the book, you can understand and appreciate it on a whole other level and pull the strategy apart, and you can trick Jason. You can trap Jason in many different ways. And it's so magic. There's secrets too. There's secrets that unless you had, even if you had Nintendo Power, these were secrets that you only discover now, many decades later. There's a speed run. Game Shark. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Game Shark.
I didn't know use no Game Shark. Or Genie. I use no codes.
Right.
On YouTube, there's a speed run. I think it's 3 minutes or 2 minutes and 53 seconds from start to finish speed run.
Jeez.
But there is a randomness. There's a generator. I don't know. Sometimes you get to play a couple of times for certain things to kind of come into alignment, so to speak. When you know what you're looking for, when you can develop your own strategy, then the game becomes a lot more fun because you have a fighting chance. And so I can share these secrets with the listening audience tonight on how to defeat Jason. So they too can go back to that young kid from the 90s that was so excited to cut home and slap that into their little gray and black machine and push it down and hit that little red light. And then the Jason mask shows up and the knife comes through and he gets so hyped up. And then it's just like, what the fuck am I playing now?
But only for $50 a month on Patreon.
Yeah. Sincerely, yeah. There are several secrets. What? Go ahead.
Are you aware that there is an online? It's for Xbox. I think it's on PlayStation too. But I, Bryce, you might know better than me. There is an online only Friday the 13th game.
Yes.
So it's. Have you seen any of the videos for it?
Yeah, I have not played it myself, but I have extensively watched footage. This is how sad my life is. I watch other people playing video games.
That's what Switch is all about. That's not sad. That's new.
Yeah, you're with the times.
Nah, I don't know. But
I'm trying to find Jason.
I haven't gotten the game yet, but every time I've seen it, I immediately think of you, and all I want to do is get the game, sit you down, and film you playing the game, because I've seen you play games. And
nice.
It's kind of pathetic in a hilarious sort of way.
Well, I mean, again, if I'm playing, because you plug me down in front of games that I've never played before on consoles that I'm not very familiar with. So of course, it's going to be like a Laurel and Hardy meets Full Metal Jacket kind of.
Jim, you shot up your own team.
Hey, first of all, they were nearby. You know what? Then get out of my line of sight. Then be better. A defensive player to know not to trust me. I'm keeping me alive. Though,
you were righteous when you and I played Colonial Marines.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
And so, I got pretty good when we would. I'm sorry, Samantha, but we used to play. What the fuck was that? Left 4 Dead.
Oh, you were quite good at Left 4 Dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Lewis. Yeah, I was good at that game.
So
Bryce remembers. Bryce played with us. Yeah. We had a blast.
Ryan's a PC gamer, and I've never played on a PC before. And now I have this supercharged computer, and he's like, you could play like all these games with no hiccups. And I'm like, cool. So he's trying to show me how to play a couple games. And I'm like, he's like, okay, so go to this tutorial. And I'm like, no. And I just start the game. And he's like, tutorial, you got to do the tutorial. And I'm like, no.
Nope.
He gets so frustrated with me. Because then I'm like, how do you do this? And he's like, well, if you'd done the tutorial.
A waste of time. I could just ask you.
Yeah, exactly. That's like how my brain works. That's classic me. But
that's classic gamer, you know? I mean, even when we got the booklets most of the time, we would just huck them over our shoulders. Yeah, no, I learned by sitting here for hours while the radiation from the TV slowly gives me skin cancer.
I think game developers have gotten wise to that because they've now made the tutorial part of the gameplay.
Yeah.
So like the first, you know, 2-3 missions on whatever game you're playing is essentially a tutorial. And I know because I just played Jedi Fallen Order, and it was so like you as soon as they introduce you to something new, it's like there's a stop and you've got all this stuff to read. And it's like, I don't care. I just want to play. And then later on you're like, oh, how do I do that?
And then you like go to Google on your phone. You're how do I do this?
Well, I play with YouTube open next to me so I can just YouTube it.
How do you think the poor programmer feels writing that text out, knowing that the kid is just mashing that X button as hard as he fucking can, be like, let's go, I don't care, I'm not reading this.
The programmer's like, I'm doing it for the one person that'll read every word.
Somewhere the fuck, there's a boy named Jim who's going to read every line of this because I'm not including the book.
That would be really interesting is if you have a programmer that puts in secret messages.
Oh yeah.
And then
Easter eggs. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like they'll put in Easter eggs and stuff like that. And that's fun. But like, it'd be, I don't know. I would watch a movie where there's that, but it's like a serial killer.
His Easter egg is like a knife or a machete or something to that degree. Easter egg, you know, your fucking heart is out now.
So, Jim, you brought up an interesting idea, and I think it would be really great for the show. New segment that we can do weekly, just depending on who's got something to say. So for the next, let's say 2 minutes, because I know you're going to go over it anyway. For the 2 minutes, we're gonna defer to Jim for a new segment that we're going to call I Need a Minute. Are you ready, Jim?
I think so. I'm going to mute myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, count me down.
Hang on. I'm.
Give me the 5, 4, 3.
And go.
Thank you. Okay. For all of those people out there that are honestly believing that there still exists some semblance of voter fraud, I have to tell you, you have to accept it. You have to just board the fucking ship that your rat did not fucking weasel its way out of a secondary term. Okay. Here's the thing. The hilariousness that you're willing to go to instead of just accepting basic reality that, what is it? China and Venezuela and undead Cesar Chavez and zombie Mickey Mouse and zombie Joe Frazier came in collusion with the FBI. Like, honestly, I think what Republicans that or just fanatics that believe shit like that, they're not so much trying to scream foul of the election. They're just talking about the greatest Avengers movie that we'll never get to see. If the world could have somehow brought all of these factions together to somehow form like the Hell's Angels, you know, and Gay Pride just coming together, like you wouldn't imagine these two coming together, but when they are, they came together for one common goal, and that was to stop this Cheeto'd skinned son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, Giuliani, his hair melted from his head because the lies that fell from his mouth were so fucking ludicrous. The horseshit just oozed from his pores. And he had the fucking gall, the audacity to not only call on the solemn, the respectable, the incredulous name of my cousin Vinny in his bullshit attempt at trying to throw shade on this election. He actually tried to pull a Taio Leone character on in front of me, like, so here's the thing. All the fraud just existed on the paperwork. It's clear as day. We looked at the paperwork. There was no fraud. Well, then what did you do to it? Did you put it in the back of a Chrysler 67 Skylark and drive it across so that nobody else could see the bolt? It's just, it's ridiculous, you know, and at first it was great because we knew that you lost. And then it was hilarious because we're watching these floundering attempts at justifying your loss. But now here we are. And it's just like, bro, just accept it. You lost. It's okay.
And the time is up.
Yeah, that's about
it. Did you get out of your system? You feel better?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's about it. I got to the, my cousin Vinny thing, which I thought sincerely was just, hilarious to me.
It was so true. When I saw that video, I was just watching this like, who is this bitch? Like, yeah. Who is this idiot that they paid enough money to come and say these things? And what a snotty asshole.
Yeah. Like, she was using essentially, like, I want to talk to your manager reason and logic in front of a like an actual panel of, you know,
and it was
people.
The way she talked.
Yeah.
What did you do to it?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't finish her words. And I was like, it's important. This is important. And that.
Oh, ooh.
Oh, anyway.
Pet peeve. You want to. All right. So Samantha's got her minute for next week. Samantha's got a minute for next week. All right.
Next week, Samantha, we will have. I need a minute with Samantha.
Where
I need a minute. With Samantha.
I need a minute. Okay. Oh my God. You guys.
I haven't seen the video yet because the woman just looked like something out of my nightmares.
Dude, it's
so
like, oh, you should watch it. It's
he looks
cringy.
like a shitty like Kroger or Kirkland signature brand version of Annie Potts from Ghostbusters.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yes.
Like a shittier version. Like, couldn't hold a candle to Andy Potts, obviously.
Yeah.
But just like she's
oh
trying that. Like she's trying to like Janine Melnitz her way through this congressional fucking hearing. And I'm like, she should be, you know, put in a small cell somewhere and humanely destroyed.
Makes sense. Here's what's funny about the whole thing for me is that as we get closer and closer to January 20th, I care less and less and less about what he does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So does the news. And people aren't covering him.
And
so
it's
he's
pissing
do
him
more.
Off.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is pissing him off so bad.
Like his tiny desk?
Yeah. I haven't seen that video yet, but I've my understanding is that he gave this rambling nightmare speech.
46 minutes.
That was just garbage.
He didn't say anything about COVID. He does not give a shit that people are sick and people are dying. He
literally
does not care. And if people think that he's still on his side, I don't know what to do for you. Like, you're not an American. Like, go away. No, I'm just kidding. But like, I don't understand how people are still supporting. Like, I cannot wrap my head around it.
Well, and his mouthpiece too, that snotty twat is up there, and she's just like, honestly, we need to understand that this is what it's like to have a businessman running the country. We're having this, and they're trying to call it a Trump vaccine. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'd rather inject myself.
Is that McEnany?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. His gargoyle press secretary. If I thought someone could be more of a gargoyle, if I thought that someone could be more of a gargoyle than Kellyanne Conway, I didn't think it was possible. McEnany, I'd say, is worse.
I'm a diehard fan.
100%.
Diehard fan of the comic or cartoon series Gargoyles. So I was kind of offended, but I thought about her. I'm just like, there is no other real term that kind of encompasses just her. Petrified, just like if a cunt just dried out, you know. It was like
she's a dried gargoyle cunt.
Yeah, she was tied to a tree in a desert somewhere and just like dried the fuck out and just turned into.
By the way, Samantha, like, you know, great title for the episode.
Solid. It's like 2 weeks in a row
with cunt. Normalize it. Use it.
We're bringing it back.
I'd say the boys did most of that, but
see, cunt. It's such a soft word. Cunt just rolls off the tongue. Cunt. It's part of country. You can't have a country without some cunts. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Okay.
Twat. We got way too fucking many of those.
That's true.
Twat and snatch. Yeah. Those are words that shouldn't be said. Those are just ugly words that make your face do ugly things.
Gash. Yeah.
Gash. Axe wound.
Yeah, those all sound horrible. Guys, we are overdue for a movie.
Movie. Yeah. Another one Danny won't watch.
Time to vote.
He's got no time now.
Yeah, poor guy.
Who, me?
Barely has time to breathe. So Bryce gets a pass because apparently he had some work done.
Some cosmetic work.
Eyebrows or
some structural. You
know, butt lifts.
Your jowls?
I
should have
got that while I was there.
Your jowl lift?
While you're down there, can you lift the caboose a little?
It's sagging a little.
Take some fat from here and move it down here.
Did you get the horns ground down again so that it's below the hairline? Sorry.
That's for patrons only.
I did.
Oh, you should have filmed it. We could have sold it. Patreon.
He doesn't
I got pictures
show up
of what
film.
They took out.
That would have been his vlog.
Did you get to keep it?
No. I should have asked.
Yeah,
put it in two little jars around your neck. And then they can clink together when you're walking.
you guys do realize they don't actually take your testicles out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds like the Clackers toy, you know?
Yes. But the visual comedy, it's, you know.
I'm going to get you
a set Eddie can of only run for a little bit before he doubles over in pain.
Definitely can't run right now.
Punch him in the necklace for Christmas.
Punch him in the necklace, Cletus. He's a Balchinian.
I'm going to throat punch your nutsack.
In the face.
So basically it comes down to you and me, Jim.
Dun dun dun.
Samantha can't. She doesn't have to submit.
She doesn't have to because she won round one.
Well, I mean, in a situation like this, we can't vote for ourselves.
Yeah, but Bryce and Samantha can
still vote.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You guys are automatically voted for each other.
Yeah, Samantha just can't submit, and Bryce is too
legit.
He's been lamed. Hey, Kathy Bates put his nuts between a block and went at it with a sledgehammer.
We both had surgery this week. So I'm with you, Bryce. I'm with you.
Yours was a minor inconvenience, though.
Minor inconvenience. Minor inconvenience.
I'll get there.
Are you
someday.
Saying that because somebody went anally spelunking with a camera crew?
Yeah.
Is that why it's a minor inconvenience?
Minors, not minors.
I know it's not a fun thing.
Do you want to see a picture of the polyp? You have to sign up for Patreon.
It looks like the little kid aliens from Galaxy's Quest.
That means you guys want medical pictures. Sign up for the $5.
It looks more like a melted Polly Pocket, or that's what it looks like.
Oh, I love Polly Pockets. No,
not anymore. It's,
Polly.
You ever drenched a Furby with gasoline?
Yeah. Polly Polyp.
So movies.
It was about the same size when they pulled it out. It was about the same. It was about 10 of 12 millimeters is what they said.
So I'm going to get you one of the little houses and it has a little home now.
I was the house. My butthole was the house that it lived in.
It was a Polygachi.
I did not feed it and it did not do well. You can move on from my asshole.
I had a friend text me the other morning out of nowhere. It's not, this is a person that I adore. She's a great person, but it's, we don't talk often. So she texted me and she goes, oh my gosh, story. All right, here's a potential. Here's an idea for a script. A couple has an argument over the junk drawer that's filled with dead Tamagotchis, and like, and you can have like a detective, like who killed these Tamagotchis, like serial killer story around it. What I was like,
kind of a sick son of a bitch.
She's like, I'll keep my day job. Bye. And I was like, okay,
you do that.
It was funny.
You can see on some of these screens, the digits were burned in there, which means they hung on for as long as they could before their batteries eventually died. Next week on Detective Tamagotchi.
Oh man.
So yeah. Movies.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Jim and I picked some.
Let's do it.
Let's drop it.
So Jim.
So my pick is called Mother Krampus. And I clicked on it because initially I'm thinking it sounds like it's gonna be pretty silly. Like maybe Tyler Perry's involved. You know, and like you got Krampus who's still trying to be like his scary demonic, you know, like I'll take your children or whatever kind of self. And then there's just like, Krampus, don't forget to take your thermos full of soap. You know how you get, you know how you get when you're out there chasing the kids down in the woods.
Eat low blood sugar.
You know,
take a Snickers bar.
Don't stop off and get candy bars. I swear to God, like just nagging him the whole time. Turns out this movie looks like there's actual substance here. It's got a little bit of a storyline about a woman, a witch who was tortured and killed. And she comes back for 12 days during Christmas and she snatches a different kid each day. So interesting. So
I got the trailer. Looks, you guys ready?
Yeah. It looks more serious than silly, but it's got potential, I think.
Mother Let's Krampus. Check it out. Can you guys all hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are you? Have you ever heard of Frau Perchter?
Frau Perchter was a witch who over Christmas stole the souls of children.
This is an urban legend.
Molly Flag, the movie.
Those terrible crimes to our children. So we took her out to the woods and we struck.
Death is coming eventually.
That day, she put a curse on us.
Frau Perchter.
Would come for us and for our children.
So this is Freddy's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auntie Kruger. You're ginger. Someone's gonna give a shit.
I'm telling you, it's her. She's back.
She's.
How do you think Ginger snapped her?
Their larval form.
I like to hide under tables as well.
You're such a liar.
You know what you did? You so did.
Wait for the end.
I dated her.
The 1-2 mother's coming for you.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
I felt like it was more, you know, serious, but I had a lot of points, obviously, that we could make light of. But I saw your preview and I was like, God damn, it's a solid entry.
I haven't watched either of them until now.
Okay, so here's what happened. I found what looked to be a great movie that I'm going to watch because it just looks hilarious.
It is a great
called,
movie.
Better Watch Out. And yeah. I submit it and Jim comes back, just saw it. It's great.
True.
And one of the rules for this is none of us have seen the movie. So we're all going into this cold. So I can't watch this movie. But I highly recommend it because it is a weird twist on like Home Alone.
Have you watched it yet, or you're planning to?
I'm gonna watch it this weekend,
dude. Like the title isn't just a title; it is a warning because it takes a left, and it takes a hard left, a couple of them. The first time, it's there's a lot that is at play here, and they do well with kind of taking you down one path of thinking that's where you're gonna go, and then just before you know it, just dropping the floor.
Well, here's the problem: they show one of those hard lefts in the trailer.
You think? What do you think?
And I was like, what do you think? And I was like, even showing me that trailer, I was like, I'm in. I now know what the twist is. One of the twists. I think it's awesome. I want to watch this movie. And then Jim's like, nope, seen it. It's great. You should all watch it.
That is exactly how I text.
I found this other movie before I found that one that I thought looked really good. So thankfully, I have a backup. And it's called All Through the House. And here's the trailer.
Boom.
My life was not the same when Jamie was taken from me.
Ew.
She could have been like...
Cry milk.
That's not milk.
You see, baby?
Giggity, giggity.
They don't want anything.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity,
giggity. They ain't nothing but a bunch of naughty little children.
Big tears.
Rachel, you gotta get out of that house.
Alright, we got sex.
Grab some rock and
roll. We got a guy in a really bad makeup mask. More titty.
Is that blackface Santa?
Lots of blood.
Fuck, James. They're both terrible.
I'm not gonna lie, that one was
they're
really
both solid
dark.
Entries.
They're both something.
Solid or soft.
Wouldn't be my first descriptor.
Just a little runny.
It's like that fart you shouldn't trust.
And then your heart drops a little bit because you know.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, You missed our last round. All three of us came with solid picks, and all three of them were fantastic.
True.
So you can't always tell from the trailer.
I vote for Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws.
See, that could be your pick, Bryce. There we go. Okay,
I know.
Santa
I thought
Jaws.
About that after
third pick.
I was like, that should have been mine.
Go.
I'm sure it's really shitty though.
Go look up
it
the trailer.
Look like they tried.
I'm looking up the trailer.
Is that the one where it's like a giant shark with
wearing
a
Santa hat? Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched the trailer. I only saw the images and I was like, oh man, I'm going to watch that.
I watched the trailer. It looks stupid.
Whoever the PR person is for fucking sharks right now needs to take it down a notch. All right. And fucking sharked out. Santa Jaws with your eyes so red. Won't you make my ex-wife go?
Okay, here we go. Santa Jaws, the trailer.
filmed on an iPhone 3.
Oh, this is so awful already.
And
I told you it was terrible.
She's coming.
She's even breathing.
I don't think Bryce is taking this seriously, Jim.
Don't gender assign boys.
She's coming in hot.
Get into position.
How do you know it's a she shark, you sexist fuck?
We can do this, guys.
How do you guys know it's not?
Ready?
Candy cane bottle rocket. I think
the Christmas crossbow.
Shot. Yeah, physically impossible considering it's coming straight at you and you shot it from the side.
That was a tiny explosion. This is also just a clip of the movie. This is not the
we haven't seen a shark.
Fucking that ornament.
That could have been a dolphin and that they're shooting at.
He's losing his hand. What an idiot.
Of course he is.
It's wrapped in Christmas lights. Oh, that's even better.
Did it have a sweater?
That was just a clip of it.
Okay.
No, that's not the trailer. That's just a clip.
I'm sorry, but
I told you it was stupid. That's why I didn't say it was.
Yeah,
going for it. Yeah, read my memes. Read them. Look at them.
Jeez, that was awful.
Look at the memes. You know you want to.
I already laughed at them.
Okay, I think here's the actual trailer.
We do this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
you can't believe it. What? My God.
Tomorrow is the Christmas Eve comic book party.
Oh, you should have thought of that before.
Yeah, Christmas Eve comic book party. Year. Come on.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Isn't that right, Santa? Jaws?
Oh, he created Santa Shark, Santa Jaws, whatever the hell this is. Sam, we've seen this movie. It was called Two-Headed Shark Attack.
This
Mega
is
Shark versus Mecha Shark. Oh, look at that. Watch Mojo below. It's 10 ridiculous shark movies, and I promise I've seen at least half of them.
Ooh, did you see that sweet karate move?
Was that Santa with muscles? Hey, it's a shark decorn?
No, it's a shark wall.
Oh, that makes sense. They're rare, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to say hard no.
Seriously, posting that as an option.
Fucking
I just thought it was funny. It looked funny as fuck. I want a like a Christmas Velociraptor movie, like Velocipastor.
Yes,
that's a movie I still want to see.
Oh yeah, I haven't
so
watched
bad.
It either.
I heard it's self-aware, so it's funny, but it's kind of like Helen Keller versus Night Wolves, where it's a self-aware stupid movie.
You mean art?
Fart? Art. Yeah, you're right.
Art. No F, all A's.
It's not. Is it as self-aware as Serial Rabbit was?
Oh god,
that movie was horrible.
Yeah, that one. Like,
we never
couldn't even make fun
again.
Of that movie because it was beating us to the punch.
You and know like, what? Okay.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
So we've watched some shitty movies. What would your guys' vote be for the worst movie that we've ever watched?
Oof.
Ever or since this iteration of Not Another Podcast?
Whatever. I don't care. I don't care if it's this or something you've seen.
Oh, there's been.
You know, it's a toss up between Serial Rabbit,
Thanksgiving,
Jack Frost, and The Ginger Dead Man.
How can you hate on Busey?
That was a piece of art. I'll give you that one. Yeah. The worst movie ever was Rubber. And that
was partially
because it was so acclaimed and it won all these fucking awards at these like independent film festivals, and it was fucking pile of garbage.
Was that the
race
car
we got
one?
Duped into Rubber.
No, it's a sentient tire.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that,
but it's like, it was just a tire.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like you're following this sentient killer tire, but there's this whole side story of all these people watching the movie as it happens from like they've got like this viewing place in the desert where they can see all this stuff happening.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's the dumbest damn movie.
It was the worst movie ever, and it was acclaimed too. Like it had won awards and shit at one of the festivals, and I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, it was the reason why it was so acclaimed was it was the first film that they somehow managed to film inside its own asshole and therefore reached new depths of, because on paper it has the potential of being really funny and absurd because no one would ever think a tire would come to life and start killing people. Like with great lines like spare my life, you know, or something like that. Come on, right? It writes itself. But this took itself way too fucking serious and tried to get,
they're overinflating the problem.
So meta that you're like, I don't even know where we're going. Like Hobo with a Shotgun. Very weird.
Oh, that was amazing. That was an amazing movie.
It was a fun ride. It was silly and it was funny. And it was gory, disturbing as shit.
I saw a trailer for Redneck
Werewolf.
Redneck Werewolf.
Buffalo the Redneck Werewolf. That was mine.
Yes.
That was my submission for whatever. I don't care. It just looked, it looked fun.
So
I think, though, the two movies that come to mind as the best movies I've watched throughout this whole thing is
Human Centipede.
And Samantha, you were part of both, actually. Was the first one is Teeth. And the second one was actually The Loved Ones.
Yeah.
The Loved Ones was an amazing goddamn movie.
I really enjoyed that movie. And Teeth is legit. I like that one.
Oh, Teeth is a work of art.
Well, you know, what's interesting I discovered was...
You discovered Teeth?
I discovered one of the more... Do you know the character Maui from Moana? Yeah, based out of island lore and stories, you know, whatever. If you look up what this guy did, he was a trickster. They played it very, very soft and light, obviously, for the kids. But one of the things he attempted to steal from the gods and give to humans was eternal life. And how he thought he could do that was... There was this creature that I guess would be considered like Mother Earth herself, like the whole planet. And he thought, this is real. This is like, you can look this up. He thought that if he climbed through her vagina and then back out through her mouth, that that would grant him the gift of immortality and he could give that to people.
Didn't know that part.
What he also didn't know was that her vagina was walled with teeth. And that's how Maui died in this lore. So you will look that up. Fun fact for you kids at home. Yeah, your Maui. Yeah, your Maui shit, like your cost. Yeah, I was looking at that from a whole different angle.
Wonder if The Rock knows that.
It's some weird YouTube thing where I'm just like, you know, the dark.
You know what? I'm going to cut the video of Jim telling the story and send it to The Rock with a picture of Samantha.
Being like,
I disapprove.
Dear The Rock, she's still into you.
I don't approve of what you're cooking.
And you can climb up my vagina. There are no teeth there.
But you're free to check.
I am cutting that and isolating that.
Dear Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
My favorite movie moment was Willow and just crushing Jim's childhood.
I still think we need to do like a movie series on like our favorites and then just you destroyed those. That should be like our live series.
Like so Jim can have his revenge.
I was genuinely hurt like by the end because that, I mean, that movie was special for me. Was.
That hurts.
After it just comes up a little short now.
If you haven't,
poor Jim's face.
If you haven't listened to the commentary, go through the archives, find the Willow first viewing commentary, and listen to how we destroyed Jim.
It was like an eighth deadly sin.
I will put it on our Facebook. Go to Not Another Podcast on Facebook. The @ handle is Humane Apple Pie. So I'll post it there. In fact, I'll do that right now so I don't forget to do it later.
In the meantime, we need to vote on a movie, guys.
What? What do we need to do?
Whose turn are we going to sit through and so that we have something to bitch about?
So pretty much we know how Jim and I are voting because we can't vote for our own movie. So it's down to Samantha and Bryce here.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And thankfully, Bryce can't vote for his own.
I don't want to. I didn't really throw that as a nomination.
While Samantha's thinking, I will say one that I'm surprised no one brought up was when we watched Witness and we discussed when I got slapped on the ass. and just how...
Harrison Ford won't call you back.
Unfortunately, it's very hard to find, but you can hear that whole story on the Big and Loud podcast, which I highly recommend.
I don't think it's up anymore.
The episode is called Fondled Out of Hollywood. And I would be happy. I would be happy to put it up on Not Another Podcast.
Yeah, we will host that episode.
Do you have a copy?
I have a copy of it. Yes.
Do it. Fucking do it.
And then send me the link and I'll post it on Facebook.
I will. Yeah, I will put it up as a special bonus. Because I do have, I do need to find it. I'm pretty sure I know exactly where it is, but I just need to find it and make sure. But yeah, I will, on behalf of Big Jim and Loud Don, I will be happy to post up Fondled Out of Hollywood because it is the greatest episode of the Big and Loud podcast.
Yeah, it was one of them. It's during the blurry time.
For the fact that it showcases how persuasive Don Frost can be.
Madness. He uses madness as a distraction technique in such a way that you're trying to make him understand logic and reason when you realize that that was his trick all along. You're then trying to escape, but it's too late. He has you. And then you find yourself just trying to grip onto your sanity before it's...
You can also hear what a shrewd negotiator Big Jim is.
I'm saying.
He didn't get that 35%.
I whittled it down, man.
I think when the episode was over, you had him down to 10%. And he still wasn't taking it. He was still fighting.
Yeah. Okay, all right, Samantha, folks. Samantha, what you got?
So, I think I'm going to vote for Mother Krampus.
Yeah.
That one intrigued me just a little bit more.
I am going to have to agree with you on that one.
All right.
Look at that. Jim, you are a winner, sir.
It's a gift. I get the gift. Oh, this is awesome.
Winner's Club. High five.
So, real quick, some suggestions to kind of streamline the review show. Because I think having all of us trying to describe the movie over and over again gets a little tedious. And plus, a lot of times,
I agree.
One person or a couple of the other people will say pretty much the whole thing.
There's also a sequel.
So, there is.
Is it Uncle
Bonus
Krampus?
Points if you watch the sequel.
Mother Krampus 2, Slay the Ride.
Oh.
Is Slay spelled S-L-E-I-G-H?
No.
Damn.
They missed that one.
Well, I guess it works that way. Saying? It's a pun.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Streamlining.
I see.
Oh, it's so, yeah, so I'm here. Thinking that whoever's movie it is gives just the overview. And then after that, we go through and just pull apart and mention like our favorite parts of the movie and like, you know, add in parts that were left out during the description of the whole thing. And then we can get.
Can we still do deleted scenes we'd like to see?
Oh, yeah. No, I just was trying to keep it from like all of us having.
Because I love doing the deleted scenes that we'd like to see. And I love recasting the movie.
Yeah, all that stuff can be the same. My only suggestion was that we just keep it to whoever's movie gets picked. They tell the story or tell you the plot
then everybody else kind of jumps in with their takes and all the other parts of it. And
I agree. It's a good idea.
All right.
Another podcast.
Honestly,
behind the scenes.
Given how well you paint a picture, I think I'd just like you to describe the movie each week.
You do the best job of it.
You really do.
I'm just like, guys, it was a movie, and here's some things that happened.
And now Jim with a very, very in-depth scene-by-scene breakdown.
Well, enjoy the moving picture.
Aqua Slash surprised the fuck out of me because, like, I thought I'm like, okay, I'll sit through this fucking turd and I'll write down some stuff and I'll try and make it funny or whatever. But, like, the moment I hit play, the movie was just, like, in my face, like, oh, you want to say some shit? Like, the production company that was called Black Pill, but it was written in white letters with a white logo. I'm like, what the fuck? From the jump, it's already like in wackadoo land, and it just kind of went from there. So I'll do my best.
Well, I will be watching Mother Krampus, and I will be following it up with All Through the House, and I'll follow that up with Better Watch Out, because all three picks were fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to watch all three of them this month, but
I might even, if I get really bored, I might even watch Santa Jaws.
Oh, God, this looks like it would be crazy.
I'd say definitely save a Better Watch Out for the end, because I'm feeling like we're going to have to wade through a couple turds, and to have that at the end as like an aperitif, you know, as a sousson, if you will. Of something good to look forward to, because it's a fucking ride, and it keeps throwing you from one end to the other. So definitely it is a one to enjoy this holiday season. Better watch out.
Well, you better watch out for next week when we come back with our movie review. Until then,
Samantha has a question.
I have one more behind the scenes point of order.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have t-shirts soon.
What?
And James, you're the only one who hasn't given feedback on the designs. And I've posted in there twice.
It? Which James?
I will look
James,
at those.
Not Jim.
Okay.
Jim, you gave feedback. You know the ones I'm talking about.
It's a big wet fucking sponge up here. Some shit stays, some shit gets wrung out. I don't even fucking know.
I will repost them right now, and we're going to do this shit live because y'all are paying for this.
No, please do, because I...
Can I get, like, do I have to pay to get access to some of the Patreon stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, James could be nice and just send you the Patreon stuff because you're on the podcast.
He won't, but, I mean, he could.
Actually, that's a question for Bryce.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I'll see
if I can Bryce the runs Patreon the Patreon link. Stuff.
And I kind of feel like I should invest some money.
Well, Samantha did, because she's awesome.
Well, shit.
All right, so I just sent the files. So we're going to have t-shirts in time for Christmas.
Oh, shit.
And that's why I was pushing my friend to get them done. Or we set, he started working on these in October. They were due November 20th, and he got them to me. And, so I sent you guys the designs. The one concern that you guys had, he did agree with, but if we added to it to fix that, it would look too busy. So we just kept it as is, because you get it, you know, especially if you've listened to the episode, but you get it. So James, live feedback. Those are the two designs.
Okay, so I'm the first one I'm looking at is obviously the apple with the cinnamon stick in its head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It looks more like an alien than an apple.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love the apple with the syringe.
So I'm thinking one can be a t-shirt.
Is there any way we can get an apple with a hand with a pillow over its mouth?
I will ask.
I would like to see that.
Humane apple pie.
I will ask.
Sure, so just maybe podcast. The words go to sleep and then nap underneath it.
So those are the two designs. We're going to have two t-shirts, and we'll probably set them up as stickers as well, possibly mugs, but the links will be coming soon. And if you would like one, you're going to have to order it. So
buy three
like
of them.
Us on Facebook.
Give them to everyone. Yeah. Give them to all your family.
Yep.
They make great, great holiday gifts. Exactly.
No, because
great and messages too.
And let me tell you,
great. They're great shirts to bake in.
To bake, to bake in.
Yes.
If you're baking, wear the shirt. Because that's
okay.
How that whole conversation came to be.
He's not it went right over Jim's head.
I got to take off. My appointment for HVAC person is here. So,
buddy, thank it's you good all. Talking to you. Keep Bye, on guys. that donut, and eventually everything will heal.
Okay. I thought you already had the vasectomy. They're doing in home now.
Yeah, they just get a Flobee and get up there.
Make sure all the pops are still cleared out. You don't want to get backed up, let me tell you. Certainly not this Later. Time of year.
Bye.
Take a deep breath. This is going to be uncomfortable.
You might feel a little bit of pressure. Pressure.
Okay, and with that, we're going to call this episode. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.